MPAT Studios proudly presents Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Engage!
Day Al Grey, hot.
Mon Capitan.
Stardate 13301.2.
Set your phasers to stun.
Today is a good day to die.
Data, later.
Sensors show it's an M-class planet.
Those that rely on luck never win the battle.
Computer, end program.
Shut up, Wesley.
Theoretically, it is possible.
Hello and welcome to Mad TV Mayhem, Masterpiece Audio Theater Presents. How you guys all doing? How is everyone doing? This is your host, Jay Langjans. It is a Sunday night. Again, I'm recording for Wednesday, getting that geared down. And yeah, we have ourselves a competition, ladies and gentlemen. We have a total of 9 players now. 9 players because I forgot to mention our 9th player 2 episodes in a row. I'm sorry about that, Craig. You've been added to the leaderboard and you're on there now, so you are being counted for. So maybe now you can answer some more scenes and get some more points. last week's episode, Mr. Stephen Pritchard, you got first place. You were the first one in. Shane, you were not too far behind him. Nutty, you were fourth place. And Mike Wills, you were third place. Joe, we didn't hear from you. Melissa, I know why we didn't hear from you. Hope your leg gets better. Craig, we haven't heard from you in a while. Sonia, 1 episode. Come on, honey, you can do better than that. And then we got Craig, who's listened to 1 episode as well, or at least has given us an answer for 1 episode. So that's our leaderboard. Last week's episode was Gambit, part 2, and that was a good episode. I personally really enjoyed that one. I liked seeing Picard in a bit of a different role, not in charge, not the captain, but still in charge, still commanding the screen. I really liked the mercenaries, too, in that episode. I liked the captain and his way of controlling everyone. That was quite interesting. Anyway, that's out of the way. Now we're going to draw the, we're going to get the hat, we're going to draw the scene, we're going to get the characters, we're going to get that out of the way and get that done. Because I'm going to go pick up my parents from the airport tonight and give them a ride home, and I don't have a whole heck of a lot of time. So we're going to take care of that. All right, so we got the bag here. We're going to draw the scene. Let's see what scene we get tonight. The scene tonight is scene 20, 2 characters. Okay, let's put that down. We'll get the other bag. All right, here we go. Now, scene 20, 2 characters. Who are the 2 characters that are going to do scene 20? I like this. I like this episode.
New captain.
All right, we've got Smee. All right. And, oh, that's actually kind of funny that I just said that. Anyway, you'll know why. And a second character.
Oh, Sir Hector Stewart. Excellent, excellent. Right on, right on.
All right, so there we go. So, this scene, scene 20, Smee and Sir Hector Stewart. Okay, I'm going to take a sip of this fine, high-quality H2O, and then we're going to record this scene. Hang on. Best sip of the day. Shout out to Michael Butler. All right, here we go.
Captain Jean-Luc Picard, you lead the strongest ship of the Federation Starfleet. You speak for your people.
I have nothing to say to you, and I will resist you with my last ounce of strength.
Strength is irrelevant. Resistance is futile. We wish to improve ourselves. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service ours.
Impossible. My culture is based on freedom and self-determination.
Freedom is irrelevant. Self-determination is irrelevant. You must comply.
We would rather die.
Death is irrelevant. Your archaic cultures are authority-driven. To facilitate our introduction into your societies, it has been decided that a human voice will speak for us in all communications. You have been chosen to be that voice.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it.
Oh, I think we can know who's talking to Captain Picard there. I think we can all be fairly safe in saying that that's the Borg. Can you imagine if that was the voice of the Borg, you know, every time that they encountered them, instead of, you know, that millions of voices, we are Borg, if it was,
we are Borg, we will assimilate you.
What episode? What season? What season? Where did this one come from? You guys know. I just need you to tell me. And, yeah. Sorry, I'm glad I got that done. A little distraction at the door there. My son's like, oh, you gonna come tuck me in? And I was like, yeah, I'll come tuck you in as soon as I'm done recording. All right. Yeah. Now, the only other thing on sort of a conversation is, do I do the Dog Days of Advent or not? That is the question. Can we pull that off? I don't know. I'm in seminar Wednesday nights for all of December. And I have a Christmas party, and I don't know. I don't know. I might do the Dog Days of Advent. We'll see. I'm not sure. I'm still on the fence. Let me know. Would you like to have a Mad Movie Mayhem in the middle of Mad TV Mayhem? You probably would. I know you guys. All right, well, that's all for me tonight. It's a short episode. This is episode number 4, is it? No, I think this was episode number 5. Yes, episode number 5. Can you tell me what season and what episode we just did? So,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
You have been listening to Impact Studios' presentation of Mad TV Mayhem, the Star Trek TNG edition. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page or nimlast.org, or you can email us at j@jglangjazz.com. This podcast is released under Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative 4.0 Unported License. Thanks for joining us.